USA News. I'm Jerry Varmish. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the short-lived rebellion by a private military group shows real cracks within Russia over its war in Ukraine.
Those cracks are already profound, economically, militarily. It's standing in the world. All of those things have been dramatically diminished by Putin's aggression against Ukraine.
Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, Blinken said the Kremlin went from expecting an easy takeover in Ukraine 16 months ago to having to defend Moscow against the Wagner group over the weekend. Blinken says the White House always prepares for every contingency related to Russia. A former CIA director says the leader of the Wagner group, quote, lost his nerve after calling off the uprising.
He was within roughly 2 hours' drive of the outskirts of Moscow, where they were starting to prepare defensive positions.
Retired Army General David Petraeus speaking on CNN's State of the Union. A new poll shows former President Trump is expanding his lead over the rest of the Republican presidential field despite his federal indictment. According to the NBC News poll, 51% of national GOP primary voters pick Trump as their top choice, followed by 22% who choose Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Participants in a New York Pride event are getting backlash for what they were chanting. Videos from Twitter captured chants of, quote, we're here, we're queer, and we're coming for your children, from people marching in New York City's annual drag march on Friday. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene tweeted, this movement grooms minors to have mastectomies and castration and fuels a multi-billion-dollar medical child abuse industry. Cleanup efforts are underway after a train carrying hazardous materials plunged into a Montana river on Saturday. A hangar at Johnson Space Center is the setting as four non-astronauts begin a one-year residency in a setting that's designed to simulate life on Mars. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
A Nebraska congressman says former President Trump should not have taken classified documents after he left the White House. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Republican Representative Don Bacon disputed Trump's claim over the weekend that he had the absolute right to take the documents home. Think you can handle your liquor? A new study says that's probably a myth.
The study from the University of Chicago finds that people with alcohol use disorder, what used to be called alcoholism, showed significantly impaired behavior a good 3 hours after having a drink. That puts a lie to the popular idea, or at least popular with heavy drinkers, that heavy drinkers can hold their liquor and still function. The study's senior author says only about 10% of people with alcohol use disorder go into treatment. And these days they're seeing an increase in binge drinking. I'm Richard Johnson.
The Angels must love the high altitude in Denver. Saturday night at Coors Field, the Halos punished the Rockies 25-1, setting a franchise record for most runs and hits in a game. The 24-run margin of victory was also the third largest by any major league club since 1900. Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man is back on top of the North American box office charts. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse is the weekend's top film after earning just over $19 million in theaters across the U.S. and Canada. In second place is Pixar's Elemental with nearly $18.5 million. I'm Jerry Varmash, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.